You never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rion on Jacaranda FM.
Die nuwe ambassadeur is hier, hy is van 2018 al af ambassadeur van die Nederlandse Koninkryk hier in Suid-Afrika. And ek het nou net so lekker met u Afrikaans gepraat, ja. Meneer die ambassadeur. Toe sê ek nou net vir iemand daar agter, die Afrikaans is baie goed.
Ah, baie dankie.
Uitstekend eindelijk. Baie beter as my Hollands.
Ah, dit is groot plezier om hier te zijn. Ik weet dat as Holland as Afrikaans praat, dit klink een beetje snaaks, maar goed.
Okay, so ek gaan het makkelijker maak vir jy. Mr. Ambassador, it's great to have you on the show. And we've been trying for a few weeks. I know you're a busy man. I know I remember a few months ago there was that memorandum going around. Everyone's so upset. Mm-hmm. How's the relationships now with the South African government? Everyone on the same page?
Yes, I think so. I think we are facing a lot of the same challenges. Things like climate change. You see the water situation in South Africa. In the Netherlands, we had this summer, for the first time, temperatures above 40 degrees.
Yes.
So there's a lot of things that we have to do together.
Yes, I did not know that.
No.
Heaven's sake. And I also remember you said a while back, corruption is something you find everywhere. On the same sort of levels as in South Africa. I know you were ambassador to Brazil as well.
Well, a lot of countries have to deal with corruption. I think corruption is in every country, but of course the degree is something different. In some countries it's more of a problem than in others.
Now, what do you think is that? I asked Bill Clinton, actually. I name drop now. You know, I'm going to drop your name as well when you leave. Well, you know, as I said to the Dutch ambassador the other night, I said to Bill Clinton a few years ago, he was here, and I asked him one question. I said to him, Mr. President, if you had to fix this country, what would you do? What would be the first thing that you do? And he said, I have no idea. So that's what Bill Clinton said. What do you think is the most important challenge that we need to address right now?
I think for me, the most important challenge is education, as it is for every country in the world. If you look at the changes, the Fourth Industrial Revolution, it is of the utmost importance that we equip our young people with the skills that they need for the future.
Yeah, so you've been all around the world. You've been to Brazil. I see Afghanistan on the list.
Yeah.
You were probably happy to leave there.
Well, it was a very exciting period for me. We still at that time had a big military presence there. So a lot of visits coming in, but it was not so easy to live. You lived in a compound.
Yes.
You never could get out to take a cup of coffee on your own. For instance, once if you took a woman to a restaurant, the table next to you had these bodyguards. So that was not something that you think is a romantic dinner.
Not that you would take someone out for dinner in Afghanistan. It sounds a bit shaky. I think that relationship is bound to fail in the beginning. Here in South Africa, do you have to take bodyguards where you go?
No, luckily not. Of course, you have to use common sense. I lived before 4 years in Brazil, and I find the situation in Brazil and South Africa quite comparable. So luckily, I don't need any bodyguards, but of course, I know what I'm doing, and I don't take risks.
But you were here before.
Yes, I was here in the early 90s. I was very lucky, timing-wise, that I arrived 6 weeks before Mr. Mandela got released.
So,
a very exciting period.
What was your position then?
I was then second secretary, but the thing is that our work changed because when I arrived at the end of 89, we still had sanctions, we still had the boycotts, and that all started to change in these 3 years. So we could start a lot of new things. It was very exciting.
So you left what year?
End of 92.
Ah, damn. Most exciting times, eh?
Yeah, and then
you went where?
I went back to Holland for more than 7 years.
Yes. And then they started placing you out again.
Yeah, then after that I went to Washington. I was there at 9/11. Then I was again for 8 years in the Netherlands because my kids were then adolescents and, we wanted them to do high school in the Netherlands and have adolescent life in the Netherlands because it's easier for kids. They can go out wherever they want. They can take their bike and you don't have to worry about security too much.
So I was just thinking about it the other day again. That the oldest building in South Africa is still the castle in Cape Town, built by the Dutch.
Mm-hmm.
You've obviously been there.
Yeah. Yeah.
What if the history is fascinating?
Yes, the history is fascinating, but also in another perspective. For instance, if you go to Cape Town, as I did a couple of times, I also went, for instance, to the slave lodge. Mm. If you go to the slave lodge, you see another side of the Dutch East Indies companies. Mm. We are in the Netherlands only now starting our debate about our slavery history. Mm. So it's a history of with many different perspectives. And that's the same with the castle.
Mm. And but the main problem that I think all of us have is we don't know our history. We don't know enough about it. And that's one of the reasons why we invited you here.
Mm-hmm.
Because I told you I'm going to the Netherlands for a specific reason. Please tell me, maybe I'm dreaming this, but I researched an ancestor that came here in 1701.
Yeah.
And our surname is Van Heerden.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the way I worked it out, he's from the town of Heerde. So that's how the surname came about, Van Heerden. Is that correct?
Yeah, he's correct.
So daar, ek het altyd gedink, the way I heard it, the man was a potato thief. He was sent here as a punishment.
Ah, well.
that's what I heard. So and then they told me, no, he was actually a soldier. Mm-hmm. And then he became a farmer, yeah. So now ek wil Heerde toe gaan.
Ja.
Was u al daar, Heerde?
Nee, dit is een mooie dorpje in de provincie Gelderland.
Oh, ja.
Ik is ook in diezelfde provincie geboren.
What?
Maar ik was nog niet in Heerde.
Is het ver van Amsterdam af?
Nou, ik denk 100, 120 kilometer.
Yes.
In Holland alles is, niks is ver.
Dat is zoals Bloemfontein. Ja. The Scenic Drive with Rian. Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. Weekdays 4 to 7 p.m.